So holding on the brush on your Tesamid Aleph. So that Ula said that Rabbi Eliezer, who said this halacha, this requirement of 2 days, is very specific to the case where he started out as a Tomei, and then he became Tor. So Tomei Shenozar, for him to start the process of Tahara requires 2 days, but a Tor, which became a Nozer, even Baba Yoim, there's a din of Soyser with the halacha of Karbonis, etc. When the Tomei, who started out his Nazir's Betuma, and then he's switching over to Tahara, so that day 7 was the last day of the Tuma, he starts his Tahara process. He finishes his Tahara process. He starts counting his Nazir's Betahara on day 7, according to Rabbi Eliezer, but then he becomes Tommy later that day, so he does not bring a new Korban Tuma in that situation.
So that day, that seventh day, he's in the category of Tavu Yom?
Correct. Abba knows the Torah, Torah Shekibalov Naziris, a Torah which started, undertook Naziris, Benitma became Tommy. After Yom Aleph is Soyser. As a called the Siva Yamam Rishonim Yiplu, Ki Tomeni Zoi, Davka Batomi Shinozer Beinan Yamam Rishonim. So, like the Morris says, that Rob understands, explains, according to Ula Rav Eliezer, this Allah Yamim Harishonim Yiplu is in a case, Ki Tomeni Zoi, he undertook his Naziris as a Tomei. We're on the first rush on New Testament base. Now let's say in my version of the Gemara, Nitva b'seif meya yochel yehesoyser. So the Sabaya asked the question on this, and the Mor says it ended up being a tiyufta on Ula. So he brought a brisa. So a person undertook a naziris of 100 days. So it started out with a case where he became Tomei B'tchilas Meyo. Then the next case was he was Nitva B'seif Meyo. Yochel Yehi Soyser Pirish HaKol. It should be Soyser the whole 100 days. So that's only true if there was 2 days left. A day left. There has to be days after the Yomim Harishonim. There has to be also an Acharonim. Abalam Yom Esoyser because the Shidim Perakama Dchsi BeYom Melois Yemei Nizroy. Teramer BeYom Melois Tein Lo Yemei Nizroy. So if he's Nitma on day 100, he has to redo 30 days. If he's Nitma on day 100, he does not have to redo 100 days. If he's going to be Nitma on day 98, he has to redo the whole 100 days. But how is Shkroi Tzrichi? So you need both Pesukim. The like Siv Ela B'Yom Malois, the day that he completes, Habamina B'Yom Kuf va'alef shuyam havos kabbalosa kar yom alois. I would understand yom alois means day 101. Kamoi ubam loishi may tahara the seed of your lettuce. Ubam loishi may tahara the ben labas. She brings her korban. That's referring to the day after, not day 40 or not day 80, for a boy or a girl respectively, but day 41 and day 81. So the phrase "bimlois yemei tohara" means when it's been totally completed and now you're after it. So the same thing over here. It's day 101. But if according to that, had the tuma been on day 100, not day 101, I would say you lose the whole 100. Tamar lemer v'hayim rishonim. that even on day 100 you don't lose the whole thing, because there's no acharonim afterwards. It's only a rishonim. So on that day, you're not sorcerer the whole 100, but you are sorcerer. Then the Pasha B'yam Elois tells me, day one, when it says B'yam Elois, the day of completion, it means day 100, and that's sorcerer 30 days. V'yelokzib Elo ha'yamim ha'yishanim, ha'amin nitra B'yam ha'kuf, lo yistur klum. Based on Yom Rishonim, we darshan there has to be Achronim, so day 100 is not sorcerer. I say it's not sorcerer at all. Therefore, the pasuk will be Amalois to tell me it's sorcerer 30 days.
And the stira, the 30 days, it's not really that the days are sorcerer, but rather that he needs to undergo tahara and then grow his hair for 30 days.
Well, that's what it comes out to be. But it's equivalent of this if you lost the last day.
Where was it to start about Rosh today?
Let's see, I'm in the middle.
Mike Martz and Daf Yud Tes Samad Aleph.
That's true, but we're not darshing it as a requirement of the din of Taglachas. The Taglachas requires 30 days. But rather, it's the pasuk. We're learning from a pasuk. B'yom Elois Yimei Nizroi. B'yom Elois. If there's a tumah in B'yom Elois, there's a dinner. If Yimei Nizroi, you have to redo a period of a normal standard period of Nizirus. So it does function as a stira. You lose your day, but you don't replace it with one day. You replace it with 30.
Right, because you have to have at least any Nizirus is a minimum of 30.
Right.
Why?
Okay. So holding the Gemara on your testament base, about 12 lines down, Omale Rapapa Labaya. So Rapapa asked Labaya, we say that according to Eliezer, there has to be 2 days. So you want to understand what that means. We know that the first day can be a mixed year, to count as day one of the Naziris. So I can understand 2 days means he starts, let's say, argument sake, he starts his Naziris on Sunday in the afternoon. So Yom Rishon till sunset, that's day one. Now Monday is day two, and sometime on the afternoon he became Tomei. So you're being such for 2 days, day one, which is Sunday, day two, which is Monday. Or no, it needs Sunday and all of Monday, and we're saying that Tuesday, sometime Monday night, or on Tuesday, that's already, it's been two complete days, and now you're ready on the third day, then we say it's Soser. But had the Tumah happened the Monday afternoon, it wouldn't be Soser, and he has to go through the Torah process, but he doesn't bring Kabbalahs, because we tie the two together. So that's what we're trying to figure out over here. Amalei Rapapa Labaya, Halon Yomim de Kamrinan. These Yomim, these 2 days, doesn't mean the Novachadu Maskilin Trey, that the first day is finished and you're starting the second. You started into the second day. Adimu the Novachin Trey, no Maskilin Tlosa. 2 days have been completed, you're ready to start on the third day. So have a beyond it. Marcia the Bai did not know the answer. They didn't have anything in his hand to answer that. Also, Shaili the Rabba. So they went to ask Rabba. Rapapa went to ask Rabba the question. Amrla Yiplu Ksiv. So it says Yiplu. Now, the way the Russian Tosis learns Yiplu means is Nefila Koltahu. In our scenario, sometime in Monday in the afternoon would be okay to be considered a. Or Monday morning would be enough to say that there's 2 days. There's Sunday, which is the Mitzvah Yom Kikulai for day one. Then you had part of Monday, and that's good enough. The word Yiplu, they fall away, whatever it is. That's a Rama's Darshan. Okay. Something more. Yitzchik Lemit of Yomim, Yitzchik Lemit of Yiplu. So Yiplu means they fall away. So that means two. So Yomim Rishonim and Yiplu, but we're stressing Yomim Rishonim, 2 days. Yiplu, they fall away. So I mean, the minimum of two of a plural is two. Why do you need both things? So like we just said, if you just have the word yamim without yiplu, havamina, I would have said, adanaf can train violent loss. You need two complete days, day one being partial, but all of day two before this halacha applies. So I need yiplu to tell me that for kasa rachmana yiplu, that even the fila called to, even just a little bit. Because of yiplu, will a kasa of yamim, so just write yiplu and don't write yamim. Havamina, fila chad, yiplu means anything. So we'll understand it to mean even day on day one. Kasa rachmana yamim. So I have to assume that if it says that that yiplu is not, it says they, it means even one day, but it means all of the scenarios which happen in the, out there, whatever this happens, Allah is yiplu. So it's plural in regards to the multiple naziras that it's occurring to, but in regards to the days, mm-hmm. It's even one day.
You'd still have, even if without the word yamim, presumably the word rishonim would still be there. Are we saying that that would be removed as well in this scenario?
I'm not sure what you would replace it with, because you have to know what we're talking about.
The
Naziris Yiplu or something, you write some type of language that the Naziris you've done until now falls away. Zok the Rosh. Halin Yamim the Nafkichad of Maschili Tre. What does it mean? That when you say 2 days, it means you started the second day, or you started the third day. So really, here, the question is like this: so we said day 99 and day 100 is acceptable for yamim acharonim. We saw the price before that there's a requirement that there has to be days left at the end. So the drasha is there has to be rishonim, there has to be acharonim, there has to be something afterwards. Now, v'hayomim rishonim yiplu can mean there's an acharon. So long as it happened on day 99, there's an acharon, there's day 100. So you don't need that it happened on day 98 before going into 99. You have two full days, day 99 and day 100. It could happen on day 99 and you have one day left afterwards. So the same over there, it's only one day, that's acceptable. So we're over here also. If it happens sometime on day two, that's good enough. Day one is completed. You're into day two. Even though you haven't fully completed day two, that's good enough. But what's different is what at the end of the Zeris, day 100 has to be a full day. Well, there is one other one, not like that, but assuming that if a person takes us in a Zeris at 100, everybody agrees it means 100 full days. So over there, he's losing a full day. So since you can take, we say in the beginning, so if you undertook his Naziris at 3 minutes before Shkia on Sunday afternoon, that's day one. If he hasn't completed 24 hours, you can't be guaranteed he's completed 24 hours until you start the night of three, of going into three, sometime Monday evening. So we should always require day one and day two, and you started day three, to say, this way I know you had 24 hours. Because just like in the end, you always have 24 hours. Because any time there's a tumah somewhere on 99, leaves you all 24 hours of day 100. So here we should require two complete days to guarantee that you're going to have one 24-hour period. Again, based on the parallel to the end. That's the way the Rebbe understands the Mor Shaila. Because day 100 is a full day. The Meiber Kamarosa B'yom Sha'achar Hashlamas Nezirusoi. You bring the Kabbalahs on the day after, day 101. Now, I have a bracket. Tafila Heviyam B'yom Lamed Kozman Shal Heviyam Le Paskan Nezirusoi. Even if you hold it, you can bring them on day 30, so we see it at the end, you don't need a full day. You need something to intervene and bring karbonis. You can't just say, well, I'm kikuloi on day 30, I can stop, start drinking wine on the day of 30 in the afternoon. I have to do something to stop it, but otherwise we assume the whole full day of day 30 as well. So therefore, so the way you can have a full 24-hour period in the beginning is Begir is saying that the night of the third started already. So Rava said, Yiplu, anything is enough. So I could do away with the word yiplu. You have to redo your kiddush roshoy independent of what you've counted until now, without saying the word yiplu. The Rosh explaining the more saying, what will be if you don't have the word yiplu? Well, how do you write the pasuk? You write the pasuk mavad. The yiplu and the filu called the humashma. Then the more says, but if I just wrote yiplu without hayomim rishonim, I would understand that it means even if it happened on the first day, that's also called the filu called the. If I need hayomim rishonim, there has to be at least day one and go and part of day two. Okay. Zakt the Mishnah. Mishnah does it in Zerus Harbe. Now there's a Zerus which has Zerus Meruba, a long Zerus, either a long Zerus. Or even in the Lashon, the Nazirus Harbe means that Nazirus is longer than 30 days. It's not talking about multiple Nazirus, but talking about a long Nazirus. Vishmet Nazirus, he completed that amount. And then he came there to Israel. So since Chazal regards the Tuma and Chutz Loritz, so Mirabonon, he cannot fulfill his Nazirus in Chutz Loritz. So since he did undertake it, he can't push it off. So he has to keep it. But if he eventually comes after the show, we say he has to do it over. So the Knast Rabbanon wasn't to redo the Nazirus at its full length. His Nazirus, they'll say, but that was 100 days. So he has to do 30 days. He has to redo a Nazirus, but not the Nazirus that he had. He's just starting out as a Zerus, which means he's got to do the whole 100 days again. So the Mishnah Maisa Bihilani Hamalka. So she was in Chutz Lord, Shaholach Beno the Mochama. Vamri Yavai Benimi na Mochama Beshalom, Ehein Zira Sheva Shanim. She had taken Zerus of 7 years. If her husband comes home safely, he came back from war. So therefore, she undertook a nazirus of 7 years. Also, then she moved to Eretz Yisrael. She has to redo the 7 years. According to Beis Hillel, which is what they told her to do. At the end of the 7 years, before it was completed, she became Tamei Ames. Nim says Nazira Esrim Va'achas Shana. So she had to redo the 7 years. So she ended up with 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda Lahoisa Nazira El Arba Esrei Shana. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says only 14. The Mor is going to explain in Rabbi Yehuda what, where does he disagree? Zok the Rosh Misha knows the Naziris Meruba Yosem in Lamedim. So the Lashon of, he has the gears of Meruba. Tosfos has the gears of Harbe, but he also explains it means a Naziris longer than 30 days. So this usually would happen. He would have to come there still anywhere for the Karbonis. So you got to restart. The consider limnus Naziris Tahara. He has to at least have a basic Naziris of Tahara under his belt. They still suffer the consider lay. It's not a knas because he did something wrong, because you know it wasn't the novel, it's where he lived. But we say that's not sufficient. It's not enough. We expect more of you. So, considering the Hashem Koyamei Naziris, in Chashinu Lekilu Nodir Beisakvoris, we give it the halachic equivalent as if he undertook this Naziris while he's in the Beisakvoris. Now, Vedo Eber Meshul Baltacher, Frag the Rosh Akash, I don't understand. Minaraisa, his Naziris is finished, he's a Chid to bring his Karbonis. And he's pushing off a Ski of Karbonis. So, Bishnah Bukhar Nebisham is 30 days. So, you could argue, we said Baltacher, this sort of Lois Acher, the Shamoi, is 3 regalim. So, you're not over Lois Acher, Baltacher, unless you, 3 regalim go by, you don't bring the Korban. Okay. Guaranteed, if it's only 30 days, you'll be able to do that. Before the after 30 days are up, you'll be able to bring the kabbonis before the 3 regalim pass. But still, a scenario where the fellow was a nazir for a year, he's going to go by a whole year and not bring kabbonis. He's over about to acher. So the rush, no problem. The yesh kaf yesh chamin lakar davar mina tarba shei bal tas. So we've discussed this before. The chamin say, you want me to rush, you have a to do something. We're going to say not. Just sit and don't do. The chamin have the kaf to be oikar davar mina tarba shei bal tas. What's unique over here is usually the scenario of the Chum and Gerker Dormin Hebershe Baltas is that the Chazal are saying don't do an assay. Here, the action, which is saying don't do the action, gives you the love. By not bringing, you bring over the Yisrael of Baltacher. Baltacher is an alav which a person transgresses passively, as opposed to most lav and you transgress actively. A person eats the chaz or a person's machal or Shabbos. Over here, just sitting and doing nothing is the lav. So the chavim can be erker not just an asay, say don't do the asay. They can erker a lav as well. B'shei Baltas. Tell the Gemara. Tell the Reisha. Beisham Armim Nazir Shloshim Yom. Beisil Armim Nazir Betchila. So Beisham says you redo 30 days, and Beisil says that you have to redo the whole thing. Now, if this had been a true bona fide tumas of a basic chorus, Beisil was right. You would have to redo the whole thing. We could argue that Basila's argument is that we have to redo the whole thing because people will, if you're telling me that a Tomei, I have to redo it, why only 30 days? Oh, whenever you become Tomei, you only have to redo 30 days. So that's not a good idea, because that's not true. When a person becomes Tomei, a bona fide Tuma deraisa of basic quarters, you have to redo the whole thing. So, Kei deraisa tikin, whenever we're giving a dinner to Tuma, redo the whole thing. So what's Beishami's argument? Beishami's argument has to be that this Tuma is so distinct and different from the Tuma of basic quarters, that people will not confuse the Tuma. They'll understand that it's different. understand over here, whatever reason, we want you to do eight and zeros of Dara 30 days, but it's not the same thing as being a regular Nazar becomes Tame. So we wants to suggest what the Machlokes is. Now, the Girsa which we have in the Gemara, Tosis and the Rosh change. So I'm going to follow the Girsa of the Tosis and the Rosh in the Gemara. There's the Machlokes. We discussed this in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the first parak, that Chazal put a tumah on Chutz La'aretz. There are two different tumas they put on the Chutz La'aretz. There's a tumah on the earth, which means, more discusses a scenario, if you would have the earth, you pack up some of the earth of Chutz La'aretz. Chazal said the mesim from the marble end up all over the place everywhere, right? So there is maybe an etzem kasara, there might be a source of tumah, a piece of bone from a mace, which is the size of a brother card. You're not going to notice it, but somewhere in the dirt. So you get a package of dirt from Chutz La'aretz, the dirt itself is tummy, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael. There's another issue that you walk into the land of the Amim, even though you're in a box, not in the ground at all. But you're in the air of Chutz La'aretz. There's also tuma on the Avir, nothing to do with it. Now the problem is Etzim Kesara does not create tuma soil. Etzem Kesara is one of the, it's a tumas mace. Not every case of tumas mace generates oil. An etzem of a mace, the size of a barley corn, does not generate tumas oil. It's tame through maga or masa, through touching it or moving it. So Beishami Sabra Eretz Amim Mishum, now the Girsa of the Toises and the Rosh Mishum Avira Gazur Leha. The primary issue of Tumah Chutz La'aretz is actually the Avir, not the ground. So that's different than the basic chorus, where the basic chorus, the problem is the mesim in the ground. Yes, you can be mile over that, but the root of the issue is not. If you go into the Eretz Amim in a box, so in the basic words, a box makes you tour. It blocks the tumult from coming in, not the Chutz La'aretz. So Zabei Shammai, people are not confused the two because they're not the same. This is clearly different than what the din of the tumas of a basic chorus is. So people won't say, well, if over here it's only 30 days, so I go to the basic chorus, it's also only 30 days. They understand that they're different. Basilo, Savri Mishum, Gusha, Gosul, again, the years of the Rosh and Tosis switches around the language of the Gemara, that the tumas is because of the ground. Which means it's a tomb of the ground. If you go in a box, you're tore, just like in a basic chorus. Well, if Basil would say over here 30 days is enough, people will say in a basic chorus also 30 days is enough, and that's not true in a basic chorus. Okay. So where says, look, the Kuliyama Mishum Avira Gozulel, again, we're following the gifts of the Tosis and the Rosh, that the tumma is because of Avir. We give the kanas based on stam naziris. The kanas is based on his personal naziris that he did.
What quantity of bone do you need for oil?
For oil, you need Rove Binyan or Rove Binyan, mm-hmm. which is the basic the legs, mm-hmm. etc., or the Shidra or the Golgarlis. Mm-hmm. All of those generate tumah soil. So basically something which approximate the mace. That's Mishnayos in the Sech is oilless. Unsurprisingly so. Okay. Zach the Rosh. Every Gemara starts off with you know, right away it goes back to the marker said that we know what they're referring to. They're referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah. I mean, that's how you always start a Gemara, back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Gemara gives this whole long preamble. the Shitas Naziris Mishuna. So again, this is how Masechtas Naziris Nazir works a little bit different than usual, and in Masechtas Nazir, expect unexpected. Hachagir Sinan Beisham Asari Eretz Amim Mishum Avira Gazer. Again, that's not the gears that we have, that's not the words we have in our Gemara, but that's the gears of the Rosh. The feeling this is lo b'shita tevel migdal. He would go inside into the chutz lord inside of a box. The tome, which normally that would be sufficient to prevent tuma, if you go into basic quarters, but not in chutz lords. Shechmiru ale aritz oamim letame afo aver. Well, look at the tumas mace. So chutz lords has a tuma, which is even beyond that of Tumas Mace. So this is not the same Tumas Tumas Mace. 30 days is enough. So the problem is the ground, but you're being mile on the ground. So that's how, I mean, Basil, the reason there's Tumas Aver, that's a Pharisee Gomorrah, but it's a Tumas Aver of oil. So therefore a box would work. It's the same tuma as being ma'al al hameis. It's the exact same din. It's not a besekwaris, which the halacha is you got when you complete the being, you leave the besekwaris. You got to do the whole thing. So when you leave chutz la'aretz, you come there to Israel. You got to do the whole thing.
Like the Kuliyama Mishum Avira Gozer, the Russian Chafam and Alf in my Gemara. So that was Beishamai's argument before. Since it's a different type of tumah, 30 days is enough. Even so, that's a different type of tumah. The Knas is to redo the whole thing.
Now the Rush has to defend his girsa, changing the girsa, changing the text, which we actually have in the text in the Gemara. So the Rush is defending that, saying, but based on the Gemara later on, it's more that this is a girsa. During the Kamon, Imeshum Avira Lomali Hazor, Morris says, if the Tumas Chutz La'aretz is because of Avira, so why do you need to go through the process of Hazor? Imeshum Avira Ain Lo Din Tumas Mace, Lo Boy Hazor. If it's Mishum Gusha, Morris says, I understand why you need Hazor, which means that's the regular din of that there's Tumas Mace on the ground, and you're being mile on it, you become Tomei. So you're Tomei in the Avira through oil. There, a box would work, so that's a regular dinner to his mates. So Mirabon, the Chazar Makayev, you to go through the entire process of the Paraduma. The Mor says you learn that the tuma is in the Avir, and even a box doesn't work. So it's not tuma's oil, it's nothing with the mace. So why do you need Hazor for? So that's how you see the idea that we're arguing is that Mishum Avira makes it that's not the same tuma as tuma's mace. Okay.
If the box is sealed at its own air supply, and you hold it, it's obvious.
But still be Tomei. Avir doesn't mean that the air, it means the airspace. Okay. So the Gemara, Maisa Behilani Hamalka Iborilahu. This which we're arguing that she has to redo, she has to 21 years, the Mishnah says it's only 14 years. So what was the scenario that we're arguing about, that they're arguing about? So Mishnit Meis was a scenario that you came to me at the end. So according to Mishama, you redo 30 days. So it's only 14 years plus 30 days, which is 14 years. In the scope of contrasting it versus 21 years, we call it 14. It's 14 plus, but it's
So Rehuda's arguing was only 14, even though she was nitma. I agree with you that she was nitma, like you said, but still it's only 30 days, like Beis Shammai. That's true. Had she become Tamei, she would have to redo the whole 7 years. But I disagree in the story. You got the story wrong. You're exaggerating it. She didn't become Tamei, and she committed her 14 years, and she brought her Korbanos. She never became Tamei at the end. That's what Rehuda's arguing. So much Toshma. So Mishnah says that also Laura to Harua Beis Hillel should take the zero or Sheva Shadim Achiros. She went up there to Israel, and Beis Hillel said another 7 years. So now Beis Hillel is talking. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming back and saying it was only 14 years. Rabbi Yehuda died to Mishnitme, so leave it to Beis Shammai. Ihachi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lahayish Nazir Ela Yudal Shana. Yudal Shana B'Shleshim Yomi Boyle. He should have said the 30 days. Salamai, that Rehuda's argument was not that it became Tameya and therefore there's another 30 days. Nothing. It did not become Tameya and the issue is not, therefore there's no other 30 days. So it's 14 years and that's it. Tanami Halki, Rehuda Armor, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. The Omar Krua. It takes out the posting. Zeus Taras and Azir. Biyar Melois. Tar Omar Kinitmes. Biyar Melois. Tainlo Taras Nazir. So you just give it Taras Nazir, which means 30 days. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Beis Shammai that there is 30 days, but in regards to the story, he's not arguing like that because he would have said 14 years and 30 days. Okay, let's leave the rush for tomorrow.
What is the 21 day?